大家好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你的恩典是实在是我们数算不尽。
Because of your grace, are countless.
我们谢谢你保守Larry 弟兄的手术。
We thank you for keeping our brother Larry.For his surgery.
感谢主你的信实跟你的慈爱。
Lord, we thank you for your loving kindness and faithfulness.
我们求主今天通过你的话语感动我们每一个人。
Lord, we pray your word is among us and teach us.
愿意我们通过你的话听到的时候我们更认识你。
When we hear your word, Lord, please let us take it into our heart.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
And listen to our prayer and in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
今天跟大家分享的诗篇呢是诗篇一百二十六篇。
Today I want to share with you Psalm 126.
在圣经上面呢有一个小小的题目叫上行之诗。
There's a little title in your Bible. It says a song of ascent.
其实呢，诗篇一百二十篇到一百三十四篇呢，都是同一个小题。
Actually, from Psalm 120 to 131, it's the same title. It's the songs of ascent.
就是呢，这个是什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
就是呢，从前他们去耶路撒冷去敬拜神的时候呢，他们会在路上一直走，一直唱。
In the ancient days, when Israel they go to Jerusalem to worship God, they while during their walking there they sing.
为什么是上行之诗呢
？Why it is called a song of ascent?
因为耶路撒冷呢是建在锡安山顶上面，所以呢，他每一次去敬拜神呢都要往上走。
Because Jerusalem was built on the mountain of Zion.So every time when they go to Jerusalem, it's kind of like a uphill.
今天呢，我跟大家分享一百二十六篇呢，我就分开做三个段落。
Today, while I'm talking about Psalm 126, I want to divide it into three categories.
其实呢，就是根据呢他的写的，我们说这个 tense 就是时态去分开的。
So this is divided according to the tense.
就是过去、现在跟未来。
It is past, now. It is past, present, and future.
所以呢，我们先来看第一段，就是过去第一到第三节。
Let's look at the verse 1 to 3. It is the first paragraph. It's past.
第一节他说，当耶和华将这些被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。
The first verse said, "When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream."
世人呢，形容他就是好像一个做梦的人一样。
People here describe they are like a dreamer.
为什么他是一个好像一个做梦的人呢
？Why he's like a dreamer?
因为呢，第一节讲到了他是一个被掳的人。
The first verse tells us because they are captive.
被掳的意思呢，就是呢，这个作者呢，他是因为他是一个以色列人，他已经他的国家已经灭亡了。
The captive means that because of their Jews, their country is destroyed by others.
如果你对旧约历史有一些了解的，你就知道神是。拣选亚伯拉罕。
If you know Jewish history, you will know, you would know that God chose Abraham.
这个差不多距离我们现在四千年的时间。
It's like over 4,000 years ago.
那么应许呢，亚伯拉罕有一天他会在有自己的国家。
He promised Abraham that he will have his own country.
那么呢，过了距离 亚伯拉罕一千年以后呢，的确，这个以色列国呢就建立，在现在的巴勒斯坦这个地方了。
After 1,000 years from Abraham, then the Israel country is built.
但是呢，他们建立了这个国家以后呢，以色列人常常不听神的话。
But even though they have a nation, but the Israelites often turn their back to God.
他们不敬拜神，敬拜偶像。
They don't worship God; they worship the idols.
所以呢，神就派先知去警告他们很多次。
So God sent the prophets to warn them many times.
结果他们一直都没有听，那么到主前586年的时候呢，神就通过巴比伦这个国家把以色列灭亡了。
But they don't listen. So after few hundred years, then God used Babylon to destroy the country.
所以呢，当巴比伦灭亡以色列的时候呢，就把一些以色列人呢掳去他们的国家。
When Babylonians attacked the country of Israel, they took some captives to their own country.
那么这个作者大概就是其中的一个。
The author of this psalm, he is one of the captives.
如果你是一个剪纸的被掳的人呢，你不会寄望有一天回到你的家乡里面。
If you are a captive, you never thought of going back to your own country again.
因为被掳的人只有一个命运。
Because they have only one fortune.
就是呢，你会慢慢给这些你附近的人呢，跟他们同化。
Because you will live among the new nations and you will become one of them.
你会跟他们结婚。
You will marry in there.
你会慢慢失去你的语言。
You will lose your language.
文化。
Your culture.
你的历史。
Your history.
那么最后就没有人再记得这个国家。
And at the end, nobody remembers their original country anymore.
但是呢，这个诗人呢没有想过，就是在他有生之年呢，他可以回到他的家乡。
The songwriter never thought he will have this opportunity to going back to his own country.
所以呢，当这些人回到耶路撒冷的时候呢，他们就有这样子的反应，在第二节里面。
So when the captives they come back to their own country, they have this reaction, just like described in verse 2.
我们看第二节。我们满口欢喜，满舌欢呼的时候，外邦人中有人说，耶和华为他们行了大事。
Verse 2, then our mouths was filled with laughter and our tongues with singing. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them.
所以呢，他们的反当他们回去他们的国家的时候，有两个反应。第一个反应就是他们自己很高兴。
When they return to their own country, they have two reactions. One of them is they are very joyful.
第二个反应呢，就是他附近的人呢，他们归荣耀给神。
And the people around them, when they saw them, they will give glory to God.
他们说耶和华为他们成了大事。
They said the Lord has done great things for them.
你有没有想过，为什么这些外邦人不说，你们以色列人真有本事的？
Have you ever thought why the Gentiles never say that you Israelites, you are so great?
为什么他们称赞神，不称赞这些以色列人呢？
Why they give glories to God instead of to the Israelites?
因为这些外邦人都知道，他们能够回去，以色列人能够回去，不是因为这些人有本事，唯一的原因就是因为神帮助他。
Because these Gentiles, they know the reason they can come back, not because they are great, because their God is great.
如果不是神在后面去控制这个历史的时候，没有人会预计以色列人可以在这么短的时间回到他们的国家。
if it's not God's hand behind all this, nobody will think the Israelites can go back to their own country again.
如果你了解当时的历史的时候呢，你就了解了，只是巴比伦这个国家是当时的天下第一大国。
If you know the history, then you will know Babylon is the largest country in the world at that time.
巴比伦呢，就是现在的伊拉克。
Babylon is the country now called Iraq.
它是呢，当时它是先打败中东当时的最强的国家，就是亚述。
He defeated the most strongest country, Assyria.
那么呢，后来呢，就把以色列跟其他的国家吞并。
And they also destroyed the Israelites and Israelites and other countries.
最后呢，连当时的埃及呢，也要服侍这个巴比伦。
Even include the Egypt, they all need to submit to Babylon.
那么，如果巴比伦是当时天下第一大国呢？那么巴比伦城呢，就是当时天下第一大城了。
And if Babylon is the largest country at that time, then he is the largest city. It is the largest city in that time too.
当时的人呢，相信巴比伦城呢是不能攻破的。
At that time, people don't think the city of Babylon can ever be under siege.
原因呢，就是它的城墙呢有300尺这么高。
One of the reasons is because their city wall is like over 300 inches tall.
300 feet. 还有呢，就是呢，它有两个城墙的，双重的城。
Oh, they have double walls.
第外墙呢是24尺这么厚。
And the outside wall is 24 feet.
内墙是12尺这么厚。
The inner wall is 12 feet thick.
那么呢，他们说这个城市所拥有的食物，你可以吃20年也吃不完。
And they store the food that can last like 20 years.
这个图片呢，就是我们现在考古发现出来再重建的，这个就是他们城门的一个图片。
This picture is composed by the archaeologists.
所以呢，你看这个城墙的图片呢，你就可以想象当时这个城市是多么伟大的一个城市。
When you see this picture, you can imagine how great this city is.
但是如果你看圣经呢，我们看下一个 slide， 你就会发现，圣经呢很早以前已经预言呢，这个城市、这个国家有一天呢会灭亡。
But if you look at the scriptures, you will find out in the scriptures already prophesied this.City will be destroyed.
耶利米预言呢，巴比伦会忽然的灭亡。
Jeremiah said Babylon will suddenly fall and be broken.
还有呢，预言呢，他会给一个联合的国家去打败。
And he also prophesied, and for I will stir up and bring against Babylon alliance of great nations from the land of the north.
还有这个国家其中一个呢，就是马代。
And the other country is called
Media.
还
有呢，它这个城市它灭亡的时候呢，有一个很特别的预言，就是它全员干枯。
And he also prophesied the country of Media when it is destroyed, all its springs will be dried up.
这个城市就是巴比伦这个城的时候，当时它的城门会大开。
And he prophesied the gates of the city will be opened widely.
打败这个国家的王帝的名字是古列。
And the king who destroyed this country, the name of the king who destroyed this country is called Cyrus.
这个王帝会把这些以色列人送回去，为他建为神建造这个圣殿。
And this king Cyrus, he will send all this, the captives back to their country to build the temple.
还有就是耶利米预言，这些事情会在以色列人被掳40年以后就发生了。
And also Jeremiah also prophesied this will happen after the Israelites captives, 70 years of their captivity.
这个是一个很难相信的一个事情。
This is a very difficult thing to imagine.
就好像我今天告诉你，美国再过40年就亡国了。
It's just like
你会有什么反应呢？
It's like if I tell you today that American will be destroyed after 70 years, what do you think?
还有告诉你呢，这毁灭美国这个国家是一个很不出名的，现在很不出名的国家，好像比方说我说Mexico 就是毁灭美国的这个国家。
And also I tell you if the country that destroy American is a very small country, not famous one like Mexico.
但是呢，神其实他通过以赛亚，通过耶利米，很早以前呢已经预言巴比伦这个国家灭亡。
Long time ago, God used prophet Isaiah and Jeremiah to prophesy this country will be destroyed.
那么最后这个事情是怎么发生呢？
How this had happened?
这个就是在主后539年12月11日。
It is happened after the 522 A.D. November 1st.
October 11.
Sorry, October 11.
Okay, so it's 539 B.C. October 11. OK， 所以当时呢，就是这个马代波斯两个国家来打巴比伦这个城市。
And it's the two country, yeah, the Medians and the Persian, they all attacked Babylon.
如果你看但以理书的时候呢，你就知道当时这个皇帝啊，根本不把这件事情放在眼里面。
If you read the book of Daniel, you will realize that at that time the king never took this into their heart.
他还在家里面请客吃饭，都没有紧张的一回事。
And they were having a feast at home.
但是呢，我们从历史，就是希腊的历史家，他就告诉我们当时发生什么事情。
But from the Greek historians, we know that what had happened before.
当时我们知道呢，巴比伦城呢是建在一个河的旁边的。
We know that Babylon is built around a river.
所以呢，它有这个城市有一有你可以说我们叫就是护城河呢有200尺 200 feet 这么宽的。
And the river that guards this city is about like 200 feet wide.
所以呢，这个王帝根本上不担心有人可以通过这条河再来打他的这个城市。
So the king never worried about who will attack this city.
但是呢，这个城市有一个历史，就是呢，从前他受建这个城市的时候呢，他在这个城市旁边建了一个人工湖。
But in the history that we know, there's a canal that around this.
就是有一个 man-made lake 在旁边。
Oh, the man-made lake around this city.
它的作用呢，就是把这个河水引进去，那么把这个水位降低，所以他们可以受保就是建。就是受理这个城墙。
The reason they built this lake because they want to draw the water in there so they can build this wall.
这件事就给其实只是马代波斯人知道。
But this has this secret has known by the Medians and the Persian.
所以当他们晚上来攻打巴比伦城的时候呢，他就把这些水呢， 引到这个人工的湖上面。
So when they attack this city at night, they diverted this water into this river.
那么这些军人呢，这些兵呢，就可以直接走过这条河。
So the soldiers can walk dry ground through this river.
通过这个城的地下的水道进去这个城市。
So under the through this tunnel, so they can go underground to go into the city.
所以当马代波斯人去打这个城市的时候呢，他们是走进去，把这个城门打开，那么军队就直接的跑进这个城里面。
So when some of the soldiers they get in through this tunnel, then they open the gate wide, so all the other soldiers can walk in.
所以这个他是。 没有人去抵抗他， 所以他们直接把这个王帝杀死。
So nobody is defensive, so they killed the king right away.
犹太人的历史家呢， 他们记载这件事的时候呢，是说当时犹太人的长老他是举起这个以赛亚书欢迎这个波斯王进来的。
So the Jewish historian, when he wrote down this story, they wrote the Jews in that city, at that time, they hold up the book of Isaiah to welcome the soldiers.
因为以赛亚书很早以前已经预言了有这一天的发生。
Because the book of Isaiah already recorded one day this will happen.
果然过了一年以后呢，这个波斯王呢就把这些以色列人送回去，叫他们重建这个圣殿。So
after a year, the Persian king they sent the captives all back to Jerusalem to build the city.
所以呢，当时的外邦人见到这件事情的时候，都知道这个是以色列的神为他们所做的工作。
So the Gentiles, when they see this happen, they know it's God that did all this for the Jews.
所以圣经就当外邦人说耶和华为你们行了大事的时候，这些以色列人也说耶和华果然为我们行了大事，我们就欢喜。So
when the Gentiles said that the Lord has done great things for them, and the Jews said, indeed the Lord has done great things for us, so we are glad.
因为神是大能的神，又是信实的神。Because
God is a great God and faithful God.
第四节呢，是讲到现在。Verse
4 is talking about present.
就是世人现在对神的祈求。It's
the prayer, pray for now.
第四节说，耶和华啊，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像南地的河水。
The verse 4 says, Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south.
这句话呢，好像跟第一节有一个冲突。
This seems conflicted with verse 1.
因为第一节已经告诉我们，他们已经这些被掳的人已经归回了嘛，为什么第四节现在又求神，好像使我们被掳的人归回呢？
Because in verse 1, they already said God already brought them back. Why here he prays to bring them back?
我想有一个可能,
and there's one possibility.
就是呢,虽然这些人回到耶路撒冷,但是他们回耶路撒冷的任务呢,其实是没有完成。
Even though they came back to Jerusalem, but the task is far beyond accomplished.
我们知道，就是我们刚刚念这些预言的时候，你会留意，神 使这些被掳的人回归的原因是要他们建重建这个圣殿。
When you read the scripture and God, the reason God brought them back because He wants them to rebuild this city.
但是重建圣殿真是谈何容易、啊、
Rebuild the temple is a very hard, huge task.
因为你看，就是当以色列最强的时候，所罗门建这个圣殿。他还要用了七年的时间。
When the Israelites is strong during the eras of Solomon, they used 7 years to build the temple.
那么现在他们归回的人只有五万。
But now they only have like 50,000 came back.
怎么可能可以重建这个圣殿呢？
How could they rebuild this temple?
所以呢？这个诗人呢，就在第四节里面去祈求神。
So the song writer states he prayed to God to rebuild this temple.
他说：“求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像南地的河水浮流。”
Bring back our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south.
你要了解这句话的意思呢，你要知道南地是一个什么地方。
If you want to understand this sentence, you need to know what is in the south.
南地呢，其实是讲到以色列的南部，一直到我们现在叫士乃半岛的这个地方。
The south part is talking about the land the south of the Israelites.It's in the Sinai Peninsula.
嗯，所以呢，这一块地呢，其实是一个沙漠。
Actually, this is a like a Gobi Desert.
我们知道呢，沙漠下雨呢是很小啊。
We know that there's seldom rain here.
但是它不一定不下雨啊。
But it rains.
如果你喜欢，好像我很喜欢看这些。纪录片呢，你就知道沙漠下雨是怎么一回事。
If you like me, like to watch the you know documentary film.
当沙漠下雨的时候呢，它下的时候呢是很大很大的雨。
When the rain comes down to desert, it's very big.
下雨到一个地步呢，就好像河水泛滥，这么厉害。
It rains so hard, it's just like a river overflooded.
那么呢，本来呢，这个地呢，好像一个没有生命的一块死的地。
Before the land was like lifeless.
当它下雨的时候呢，所有这些植物啊，这些昆虫啊，这些动物呢，都会跑出来。
But after the rain, all the plants, the animals, insects all come out.
短短几天呢？这个地方呢，好像穿上一个新的衣服一样。
It's just a few days. This it's just like a new place.
所以呢，诗人在第四节他是求神什么呢
？So in verse 4, what did the writer ask?
他是求神赐福给以色列人。
He's asking God to bless the Israelites.
但是神所赐的福不是一点点的。
But the blessings from God is not just a little.
他所求神的，他求神把他的福气，好像沙漠下雨一样，倾倒在他们身上。
He's asking God to bless them. It's just like the rain for the desert.
因为只有这样子，他们才有这个可能去完成神给他们的任务。
Only with this pouring blessings, they can accomplish the task that God gave to them.
他们求神不单只给他们回归，还要帮助他们去重建这个圣殿。
They not only ask God to have them return, but they also ask God to help them rebuild the temple.
最后我们看第三段，就是第五到第六节。
The last paragraph is from Verse 5 and verse 6.
这边呢是讲到将来。
It's talking about the future.
第五节里面说流泪撒种的必欢呼收割。
In verse 5 it says, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy.
这个是好像形容了一个农夫的一个生活一样。
This seems is describing a farmer's life.
为什么是流泪撒种呢?
Why they sow in tears?
流泪是什么意思呢?
What does the tearing mean?
流泪是形容他们的工作很艰苦啊。
The tearing part describes how hard their work is.
想象呢，你在一个难地的沙漠里面，你要种一块田，你就知道是多么辛苦的一件事情。
Think about you need to plant something in the desert. How hard that is.
我认识一个弟兄呢，他曾经去杜拜工作。
I know a person that who go to Dubai to work.
他告诉我呢，这个国家早晨11点以后呢，就没有人在这上面走了。
He told me that after 11 o'clock in the morning, nobody will walk on the street.
他曾经有一次希望从自己的旅馆走到外面的一个海滩，试试看。
So one time he was trying to walk from his hotel to a shore.
那么他已经戴了帽子，也戴了水。
He brings his water and he put on his hat.
但是走了5分钟以后呢，他就觉得快要昏倒了。
But after 5 minutes of walking, he felt like a fainted.
所以呢，你知道呢，在这为什么第五节呢形容呢这些撒种的经验就是好像流泪的这么艰难呢？
So now you understand why the you know when you sow then you have to tear.
撒种呢在圣经里面呢有形容。 保罗曾经用来形容呢，就是我们的奉献的一个比喻。
In the New Testament money of Paul, he used this sowing in tears to describe our offering.
就好像我们侍奉神呢、奉献呢，就好像一个撒种一样。So
he's describing that our service and it's just like sowing the seed.
所以呢，在这个诗人呢，他的眼里面，他觉得侍奉神其实在当时是一个很困难、很艰苦的一个经验。In
his eye, that serve God is a very difficult and big task.
但是他有一个盼望。But
he has this hope.
他的盼望就是，虽然他会流泪撒种，但是他会欢呼收割。
So his hope is, even though he is tearing during the sowing, but he will reap in joy.
第六节讲到了，哪些带种流泪出去的，必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。The
verse 6 says, he who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing.
为什么世人呢会有这样子的盼望呢？
Why the author has this hope?
因为他相信神会回答他在第四节的祷告。Because
he believes God will answer his prayer in verse 4.
他相信神的恩典会好像撒大雨一样撒在这些人身上。Because
he believes God's blessing and grace just like the rain pouring down on the desert.
他们知道他们现在辛苦的侍奉不会白费的。
Because they know their labor is not in vain.
我是大概4年前开始在牧城里面去侍奉。
It's about 4 years ago I served in the Church of Woodbury.
那么当时我就希望我们教会有一天有自己的教堂。
I was hoping that one day we'll have our own church.
为什么会希望自己有自己的教堂呢?
Why we want to have our own church building?
可能就是因为哈该书里面有一句话。
This is because there's a verse that written in book of Haggai.
神问解殿人员荒凉，你们自己还住在天花板的房屋吗？
In verse 4 it says, is it a time for you yourself to be living in your paneled houses while this house remains as ruin?
但是呢，我没有想过原来你要建一个教堂呢是怎么贵怎么难的一件事情。
But I never thought it's such a big, difficult task to build a church building.
所以呢，在过去两年的时间，虽然我们教会常常去留意，有什么地啊，我们可以买。
So during the past 2 years, we always looking, if there is any land we can buy.
我们每一次只是试过大概三四次，就是每一次当解快递一这价钱一到一直跌到一个地步，我们可以有钱去买的时候呢？
When there's a three or four times when we think the cost for the land is dropped to a certain degree, we can accept.
当我们开会的时候，我们就发觉解快递已经有人正在买了，就是已经有人给 offer 了。
But while we are having a meeting, discuss this, and other people gave the offer already.
所以在去年的年底的时候呢，我的结论就是，你要建教堂，就是好像一个发梦的人一样。
So, from the past year's experience, it's like a dream to me. If you want to build your own church building.
当我觉得没有希望的时候呢，我就收到我姐姐的一个礼物。
And while hopeless and desperate, I received a gift from my sister.
那么呢，这个礼物呢，它，我打开来看的时候呢，再来一个。
When I opened this gift,
我就看见，哎，好像是，这些动物的饼干一样的哈，寄来给我。
It's like animal crackers to me.
那么我再打开下一张，你就看见。打开了就有一个我姐姐写了一句话，她说送你五饼二鱼的故事。
And in the notes my sister says give you this gift of the story of five loaves bread and two fish.
我就在思考这个故事是什么意思。
I'm wondering what is the meaning of this story.
你有没有发觉在这个故事里面，主耶稣也是要求他的门徒做一件不可能做的事情。
And you will find out in this story, Jesus is asking his disciples to do something it's impossible.
在他耶稣面前有赏饭的人，耶稣说对门徒说，你们给他们吃呢。
There's over thousands of people in front of a crowd in front of Jesus and his disciples, but Jesus asked the disciples, you give them something to eat.
门徒第一个反应就是，我们这么穷，没有这么多钱去请客。基本上就是他们的意思啊。
The disciples' reaction is, we are so poor, how could we have money to feed such a big crowd?
我有的时候我在想，为什么神要我们这么小的牧城教会，你去考虑去建一个教堂？
Sometimes I was wondering why God wants us such a small church to build a building.
我就发觉其实神常常是这样子哦。
And I often thought God always wants us to do something that is impossible.
他常常是找这些软弱的、没有钱的、穷的人为他做事。
He always asks those people that are weak and poor to do big things for him.
因为当这些人完成这个任务的时候，其他人会归荣耀给神，不会归荣耀给这些没有用的人。
Because these poor and weak people, when they accomplish the task,the outsiders, they watch this, they will give glory to God instead of give glory to people.
就好像呢，圣经里面有一句话讲到，神的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
It's just like it says in the scripture, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
所以当我在思考五饼二鱼的时候，其实它还有一个特别的地方提醒我。
And when I'm thinking about the story of five loaves of bread and two fish.
那你看，马可福音第六章的时候，38节开始呢，他就记下耶稣跟门徒的一段话。
There's another aspect of to this story. It's written in Mark chapter 6.
当门徒埋怨耶稣给他这么困难的工作以后呢，其实耶稣没有理他们。
When the disciples complained that Jesus gave them such a difficult task, but Jesus didn't. They ignored their complaint.
反而呢，耶稣就问他们一个问题：你们有多少饼呢？去看看。
On the contrary, Jesus asked them, "How many loaves do you have?"
我们都知道呢，门徒的回答就是有五个饼，两条鱼。
We all know that the disciples answered, "We only have five loaves of bread and two fish."
我们还知道一件事情，就是这些东西呢，不是从门徒这边来的，是不是？是从一个小孩子里面来的吗？约翰告诉我们的。
And we also know from the recording of John, this bread and fish are not from the disciples. They're coming from a little kid.
你有没有想过，为什么耶稣问门徒你们有多少东西吃？回来的答案是，这些食物是从一个小孩来的。
Have you ever thought about this? When Jesus asked the disciples, "What do you have to feed them?" But turns out that the food is from the little child.
其实我觉得呢，就是门徒呢跟我们其实是一样的。
And I'm often think that these disciples are just like us.
他们不愿意把自己的便当拿出来给耶稣。
They don't want to give their food to Jesus.
他们知道你面前有这么大的工程，你把我的便当拿给你，其实解决不了问题了。
They often thought that this is such a big task. You ask me to give my portion, it's far beyond enough.
但是如果我把我的便当给了你呢？我自己是没有的吃了。
If I offer my lunch to you, I have nothing to eat.
所以他最后找谁去牺牲呢？哎，就刚好有个小孩走过，就把他的便当拿去给耶稣了。
So they find a sacrifice, a little child. So they gave the food from the child to the crowd, to Jesus.
这个其实不是我们心里面想的事情吗？
Are we just like them?
建教会，我给了你，那么我退休怎么办呢？
Build the church building. If I offered money, what happens after I retired?
我的小孩哪里拿钱去念大学啊？
How are my kids can go to college?
还有就是你需要这么多钱，我这么小的给你也没用啊。
And also, you need such a big amount of money. My little portion is just nothing.
让这些有钱的人牺牲呢，不要找我了。
Just go ask those who are rich, not me.
其实我留意你们教会也有一个建堂的基金。
I noticed that you also have a building fund too.
所以我知道你们教会跟我们教会是有同一个梦想的。
So I know that your church and my church all have the same dream.
我们也面对同一样的困难。
We all face the same difficulty.
但是我想大家知道，其实建立一个教会呢，不是靠建堂这个事情。
And we also know build a church is not just to build a building.
其实建立一个教会是靠，有人愿意把自己交给神的手里面。
Building a church is about people want to offer themselves to God.
你看，当这个小孩的便当交给耶稣的时候，耶稣就把这个小小的食物去喂饱5000人。
when the child offers his lunch to Jesus, Jesus can use his lunch to feed over thousands of people.
所以当我们把自己交在神手里面，神也可以做奇妙的工作。
When we offer ourselves to God, God can do wonderful things.
就好像呢，在我们刚刚念第五节的时候，他说，流泪的撒种的必欢呼收割。
It's just like in verse 5, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们把自己交在主你的手里面。
Lord, we offer ourselves in your hand.
我们知道虽然我们就是对神来说我们所有的东西其实真是很太小了。
And God, to you, all we have is just so little.
但是我们知道，当我们把我们所有的交托在神的时候，神你可以大大的祝福这小小的礼物。
And we know that when we offer the little things we have, God, you can use those little things to bless us abundantly.
我求主祝福 MMCC 这个教会。
I pray that God bless the church of MMCC.
能够把这个福音，能够把这个真理在这个地区里面去传扬出去。
So the gospel can be spreaded around this area.
当有一天人家走过 MMCC 的门口的时候，人家会说，耶和华为他们行了大事。
When the outsiders they pass by the church, then they will say God has done wonderful things among them.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Please hear our prayer in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.